The point is, in fundamentals, as far as the torch-bearing is concerned, the Holy Quran has thrown enough light on every subject. And it amply gives us guidelines to make our decisions in details. Even if the Holy Quran had mentioned something about the fireworks, that they are permitted for certain, to a certain extent, people who have fertile brains like you, then they would begin to ask the question whether phulchhari is permitted or not, there are different names to these firebrands, anar and things, and there are so many new inventions in the West. I don't know the names because I am not interested directly in the subject. So there will be no end to these questions. I mentioned the fundamental light which is thrown on this subject. It is to be found in the verse, وَهُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They are averse to wastefulness. They are averse to all that is hollow and meaningless. So if this pleasure-seeking acquires a dimension which begins to interfere with the serious pursuits of man and becomes a source of danger or interferes with the good qualities of human beings and leads them astray to such pursuits as they destroy a generation among human beings, to that extent they become forbidden in Islam. Under the declaration, وَهُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. But if you seek pleasure sometimes for relaxation occasionally, and it gives some value to you, you occasionally give some pleasure to your children and then forget about it, and your time or money to a serious extent is not wasted, or not wasted. In that respect, it will not be allowed. Because it will produce something. So relaxation and diversion, they are also human requirements, as long as they do not interfere with the serious pursuits of life. If they are just left in the smaller religion, a religion of diversions, and occupy only that much space which can be tolerated for them, then they do not become love. They serve a purpose. So these things are to be decided individually in each case, and questions should not be asked as to the details of these things. Allah has given you wisdom, and moreover, these are the regions where human mind is trusted, because man has reached maturity. Guidelines are given, and then it is left for the mature man to find out the answers to these applications questions in various applications. And application would differ from place to place and time to time. And no one answer can cover everything except the answer which is given in the Holy Quran, وَهُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ.